You're with Morning Ireland at 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Des Cahill joins us with the sport.
Yeah, morning to you, Rachel. The Champions League now in full swing with the semi-finals. Last night's game between Atletico Madrid and Chelsea, I don't know if you watched it, it was a scoreless draw. I found it painfully boring. Chelsea set out to defend. They parked the bus, is the term now, in front of the goal, but Atletico were unable to break them down. They did it very effectively. However, the crucial part of it was that Chelsea picked up two key injuries. John Terry injured his ankle. Peter Cech dislocated his shoulder. They're both going to be out of the game against Liverpool on Sunday and then the second leg next Wednesday. Mark Schwarzer replaced Peter Cech in the Chelsea goal.
You know, everyone was right up for it and everyone, you know, which you expect. And, you know, we've got, you know, quality players, we've got world-class players there on the side. And, you know, we didn't expect any less. And if we knew that if we could match their determination, we knew that also that our quality would come through. And I mean, okay, we didn't, you know, create too many chances, but, you know, we did a good job tonight. It's tough, you know, it's very tough, but you just got to, you know, take each game as it comes. You know, we've got to think now on Sunday is a massive game. And then after that, obviously, is the return leg. So, you know, we're going to take each game as it comes.
He mentions the Liverpool game. There's Liverpool fans who are sweating for the last 3 weeks of the season. There's strong speculation this morning that Mourinho is going to put out a weakened team against Liverpool on Sunday because, realistically now, without Terry, Cech and a couple of other injuries, they're not going to win the league and all their hopes are in the Champions League game, which is the following Wednesday.
Or is he just messing with people's heads?
No, I know. He said it won't be his decision. The club will decide, okay. But he favours, which is, it'll make Liverpool fans even more anxious.
Picture all these Liverpool fans out there already up to high dough. I don't know what you'll have done to them with that, Des.
I'm enjoying it. I've told them they should just follow West Ham. They'll never have to worry about winning the league.
The level of expectation is steadily low.
Tonight's second semi-final in the Champions League is the eagerly awaited clash between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. The match is live on RT2 television. We'll be joined by George from Madrid later. Meanwhile, Leicester clinched the English Championship title. They beat Bolton 1-0 and Reading got back into the playoffs with a 2-0 win over Middlesbrough. The Dutch national manager Louis van Gaal remains the bookies' favourite to replace David Moyes as the new manager of Manchester United. The Sun newspaper this morning reports that van Gaal would like to take Roy Keane as his assistant. That would be lively. In Gaelic games, the Limerick County Board has confirmed TJ Ryan will continue as county hurling manager until the conclusion of this year's championship. Donal O'Grady resigned from his position as joint manager on Sunday night and will be talking to Donal live in an hour's time here. Clare beat Kerry in the Munster Minor hurling playoff last night by 6.25 to 11 points. In rugby, ahead of Sunday's Heineken Cup semi-final between Munster and Toulon, Munster's Paul O'Connell has been talking about their mammoth task in Toulouse.
Yeah, it is a daunting week, is it? You know, I said earlier, it's kind of that feeling you get when you play New Zealand. It's you realise how good you have to be just to be in the game. You know, you realise that you have to be at your best all across the park. You know, whether you're attacking or you're defending, you know, we have to be at our best just to be in the game. And that is a daunting challenge when you know that you have to get your body and your mind, I suppose, physically and mentally ready for what's probably going to be Munster's biggest challenge of the season.
The quarterfinal victory was something special against Toulouse, and you know, it gives you the confidence to play another French team, albeit on their own soil.
Yeah, it does. It gives you confidence, certainly, but you realise as well that it's a big step up in the challenge. I think Toulouse, no doubt, are talented, but I don't think they're as tight a unit or as much on top of their game at the moment as Toulon are. That's the big challenge. I mean, at the same time, I'd say if we'd been playing Toulouse in France as well, it would have been a very different occasion. So I think one of the big things that Toulon have been, you know, while they're not at home, they've been brilliant at home in Europe and in the French league. So to be going on to the south of France is a really tough challenge for us.
In snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen leads Michael Holt of England 5-4 at the World Championships in Sheffield. Four-time champion John Higgins lost 10-7 to Alan McManus, so McManus now plays Ken Doherty in the second round. And finally, for now, the Irish Squash Open gets underway in Fitzwilliam later today.